By the way, lake sturgeon not endangered. Yeah, lake sturgeon not endangered here in Michigan. For those of you that live here in the Great Lakes State, or you live in any of the eight states that kiss the Great Lakes, the Great Lakes sturgeon's in good shape. 12-month investigation by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ruled Monday of this week not to designate lake sturgeon as endangered. FWS, Fish and Wildlife Service, made public the findings in which they determined not to change the species. After a thorough review of the best available scientific and commercial information, we find that listing the lake sturgeon as an endangered or threatened species not warranted at this time. However, we ask the public to submit to us at any time new information relevant to the status of the lake sturgeon or its habitat. On May 23, 2018, the FWS received a petition from the Center for Biological Diversity requesting that the lake sturgeon be listed as an endangered or threatened species, or nine petition distinct population segments: Lake Superior, Western Lake Michigan, Red River, Rainy Lake, Lake of the Woods, Upper Mississippi, and so on and so forth. A subsequent complaint filed by the Center for Biological Diversity failed to make a 12-month finding, according to FWS. As a result of the litigation, we have a court-ordered date of June 30, 2024, to deliver a 12-month finding of the Federal Register, which they've done. This document constitutes our 12-month finding on the May 23, 2018 petition to list the lake sturgeon under the Act. Though the prehistoric-looking fish with shark-like tails and bony plate armored covering occupy a reduced area today, they remain in the four major North American drainages they occupied historically, including the Mississippi River Basin, the Great Lakes, Hudson Bay, and the Mobile River Basin. So there you have it. Lake sturgeon is all right. I don't have any numbers here, but I know since 2003, more than 33,000 juvenile lake sturgeon have been stocked in the Sheboygan River drainage to the Black Lake Sturgeon Facility, according to state officials. There you have it. Congratulations, the lake sturgeon doing well. Climate change be damned. Full speed ahead. Yeah, full speed ahead. Who do we got next? Let's see here. I've got Angie Wong, co-host of The Final Countdown, coming up here on The Steve Gruber Show. We're going to talk about the Columbia University protest. I'll be right back.